I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Russ, he feels better today than he did over the weekend. What that means, I don't know as we sit here today. I know that we're going to take the same approach that we take with a lot of people in terms of injury. We'll first start with his participation and his level of participation, his quality of participation. Over the course of the week, we'll be analyzing whether he's capable of protecting himself, whether he's capable of being productive. When we get to those points, that's when we'll ponder his inclusion or not. And when that happens, we'll probably be a component of that equation. But as I said, here today, we're preparing as if Justin is going to be our quarterback. I think that's the appropriate way to do it.
I do think that is the appropriate way to do it. And look no further, Doran, than Atlanta on Sunday. I can't believe this is the case, and it didn't really smack me in the face watching the game live. But then I saw clearly Kirk Cousins was worried about his plant leg.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't move around. He's not a great mover. He didn't move around at all in the game. They didn't take a single snap under center.
Right.
Not one.
Right.
All pistol, all shotgun. They didn't run with a Zach Robinson offense, which comes from the Sean McVay tree, a single play action pass the entire game. Not one. So they didn't want to move Kirk Cousins around at all. And you see what happens when your quarterback has no mobility.
Right.
Russell Wilson needs to be mobile to play well. Not mobile like Fields, but move around in the pocket. He's a tiny guy. He's a short guy. He got to be able to see. You got to be able to move. If he can't move, then yeah, you got to go with Justin Fields, in my opinion. And I think that's exactly what's going on here. Not to mention, you want your starter to get as much work during the week as possible. And already we know, because he's not going to practice in full today, Russell Wilson's not going to be able to get those reps.
Well, how many reps has the at least one unit of the Pittsburgh Steelers gotten with Russell Wilson? So, like, now, if he's going to be limited today and he's only probably going to do individual drills and maybe a little bit of 7-on-7 where he's just standing there throwing the ball, how many reps are they going to get throughout the week for real? And they already don't even have that many as it is.
Right.
Again, you really want to put your offensive line that's younger, that is dealing with injuries, in that situation, do you want to put a guy like George Pickens, where you saw that they have a legit connection with him and Justin Fields, in that situation? I don't know. Like, I think that you take as much time as possible with Russ, make sure he is 100%.
Yep, and I think it's twofold. A, you want to protect Russell Wilson and not have this thing become a season ender or something that lingers all season. It might anyway linger all season, but you want to guard against that as much as possible. And then, yeah, you're going to take a second look at Justin Fields, who you just went on the road and won a football game. Imagine they start the season 2-0, get two road games out of the way.
Crazy. That's good. I mean, that's it.
That's perfect, man. Mm-hmm. You start with two road wins, and then you got more home games down the stretch. All of a sudden, the back half of the schedule doesn't look so bad because Deshaun Watson stinks at playing a game of football. You take those wins, and I heard Starkey say this yesterday. I want to steal it. It's good. Road wins early on, when you're still figuring stuff out, they're gold.
Gold.
Gold. I want to get into Austin Powers.
I love gold.
I love gold. Put it in the skin box.
Smoking a pancake.
Bonging a blitz. Do either of you, Texter, either of you think this is just gamesmanship? I don't, because you could easily say Russ is our starter when healthy. We're not sure how healthy he is, and Denver's still preparing for two quarterbacks. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't. I think either way, Denver goes into this thinking Fields has to be the starter because Russ isn't practicing. And maybe they'll make the switch to Russ. It's not like they're not familiar with Mr. Wilson.
Right.
They had him there for the last 2 years.
Yeah, they're preparing for both. But they're probably more preparing for Fields because he's more dynamic and he could actually beat you in other ways.
Yeah.
So they're probably hoping it's Russ.
That's what I'm saying too, man.
They're hoping it's Russ.
I think that there might be this subterfuge there from the fan base. People, is that the right word? Probably not. I think that the fan base, I just wanted to say it. I think the fan base might think Russ isn't as hurt as they're making it seem. I don't believe that. I think he is hurt to the point where they don't think he can move, and you don't think you're going to go on the road and have as good of a shot to win with a guy who can't protect himself. I think it's pretty simple. And I think Mike Tomlin left himself the option that if Fields plays well, you keep playing Fields. If Fields doesn't play well, you just say, okay, Russ was hurt. He goes back in when he's healthy. Yeah. I think Tomlin's actually playing all this really well. How mad do you think Russ is, though? Because I do think they don't think he can play. He thinks he can play. And he's used to being the guy that when he's hurt, he plays. Seattle, if he's got a calf injury in Seattle, he's playing. Last 2 years in Denver, with what they gave up to get him, with what they paid him, if he's got a calf injury, he's playing. He's used to being the franchise guy. This is the game he wants. I am a little bit worried about that. I say Tomlin's playing it well. The one area where I do think there's a level of concern is this is the game Russ Wilson wants to win, the game he's probably been looking forward to all offseason, and now at 80%, 75%, he thinks he can go, and they're saying not so fast.
I think he's more mad at the situation and how it happened than more than anything.
Blocking sled?
Yeah, I think he's more mad at that because, look, like if he thinks he could play, he is going to get rehab on that calf all season long regardless. If you really, as a player, if you really think you could play and you really want to play that bad, you don't walk in the training room and say that my calf is tight. Like, they don't know it's tight.
Man.
They're just giving you the rehab. Like, they're getting you, nursing you back to health. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm feeling good. You don't walk in there like, man, my calf is tight today. Because then it's like, oh, well, you're done. All right? Like, you don't say that if you really want to play. So that's why I don't think he's that mad. I think he's more mad at the whole situation of not feeling 100% right now.
That's really interesting. He probably, just reacting to what you said there, he has to feel pretty good about his chances of becoming the starter again when he's healthy if he's going to report that injury.
Yeah.
Like he has to feel like, okay, he must have had some assurance, at least in his mind from Tomlin, I'm going to self-report this injury, but I know when I'm healthy, I'm the guy. Mm-hmm. He has to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I do think you're playing with fire, though, because you never know
which fire
what can happen.
Yeah. With what side? Which fire are you playing with? Are you playing with, hey, if I get hurt and out for the season, my career might be over? Or am I playing with the fire of, okay, I'm going to let the young guy get all the reps and I could possibly never see the field? Like, which fire is worse?
Yeah.
That's probably why he's so frustrated.
So I guess he's betting on Fields being... Okay, so Fields wins game one. You're betting on Fields is not going to be able to take this from me.
You're betting on Fields becoming Chicago Bears Fields at some point.
Yes.
And them realizing, like, oh, this is
why we picked Russ.
This is why this guy was traded.
Yeah. That's what you're banking on. Knowing if you get hurt, there's no chance. But if you report your injury, there's the chance he screws it up. Doran, I say this, my friend, you are all over it today.
Thank you.
I said that during the break. I like to think I try to figure out all the angles. I'm sitting there last night. I have the debate on mute. I'm thinking, okay, what can I, where can I go that already hasn't been touched upon? And I throw this and I throw that. And then you go bang, boom, boom. I'm like, didn't think of that. Didn't think of that. Didn't think of that. Didn't think of that. Smart guy over there, Doran Dickerson.
Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran,
and I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.